Georgia Supreme Court, Leo Frank Appeals Documents, 1913-1914, page 27 slide. Here is the extracted text from the image. I know A.H. Hensley, who served on the jury in the above-stated case at the trial commencing July 28, 1913. I have known him about 6 or 7 years. About the time that Conley was reported to have made a statement, I was coming into the city on a streetcar from the home of my daughter. Hensley was on the car, I heard him say this, in reference to Leo M. Frank's guilt of the murder of Mary Fagan. I think he is guilty, and I would like to be in a position where I could help break his damn neck. This statement was most positive. He was as positive as I was, and I was as positive as I could be in what I said in the conversation. This statement was made on a College Park streetcar coming into the city. I am inspector for the Mason's annuity. W.R. Ricker deposes and states by interrogatories issued under sections 5916 and 5919 of the Code of 1910 as follows. I have examined the clipping from the Atlanta Georgian of August 28, 1913, and particularly the likeness in said clipping of A.H. Hensley. I know A.H. Hensley. Hensley was in Monroe, Georgia, between the time of the murder of Mary Fagan, as reported in the papers, and the time of the commencement trial of Leo M. Frank for the murder of Mary Fagan, to wit, July 28, 1913. I heard A.H. Hensley make statements in connection with the guilt of Leo M. Frank of the murder of Mary Fagan. He talked for some time in the store of Nunnally and Harris, and stated that Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. He denounced Frank bitterly and vehemently, and made this statement about Frank in my hearing. He said, "They are going to break that Jew's neck." This was stated most bitterly and positively. Yes, he said that Frank was guilty. Yes, A.H. Hensley, in Monroe, Georgia, between said dates, in my presence and hearing, said he thought Leo M. Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. And he was bitter. I was only present about 20 minutes. He was talking all the time I was there, and stating that Frank was guilty of the murder of Mary Fagan. J.J. Nunnally and some others whose names I do not recall were also present. I am a dentist practicing about 7 years. I am a graduate of Atlanta Dental College. J.J. Nunnally deposes and states by interrogatories issued under sections 5916 and 5919 of the Code of 1910 as follows. I have examined the attached clipping from the Atlanta Georgian of August 28th,